Chapter 1. Sunday, May 28, 1989, 6 a.m. Year 2, Day 284. Jesus here in the glory of the new day. I greet you with blessings of truth and clarity of thought. Signs. First, I will speak of signs, then as we move on, I will speak of individual needs. Know that the plan is well laid, and if you continue in thy works, we shall, together, find the way. Many of you ones are finding maximum stress coming within thy lives. Illness of great severity will strike some in an effort of the dark brotherhood to bring thy works to a halt. Some will find more and more personal unrest in relationships, confusion, lack of direction, and general upheavals in belief systems. You will again be torn into the direction of searching, being pulled into psychic predictions, to see if you have missed a thing. Take care, precious ones, take care, for the more important you are to the cause of transition, the more constant will be the bombardment. I am going to repeat something which Commander Hayton has stated many times. If thy life seems to be non-productive, confused, and filled with unrest, look carefully to SEC if perhaps you are in the wrong place, moving in the wrong direction. Satan projects these self-imposed circumstances upon thy mind, you weary of the weight, or you feel isolated and rejected, worthless and incompetent, completely confused as to thy path. The hardest blow is to thy ego in that he will cause you to be much less than you are. Then, he will promise, take my route which is the easy way, and I will restructure thy life in abundance and fulfillment. He just never gets around to doing so. Remember, he cannot create, he can only play to your own free will choices. Ah, so you lash out. Then get us the things we need to do your projects, and we will get on with it. Will you? Have you? What do you do with delays? Do you continue to wait impatiently while threatening to leave the projects? Or do you work harder at bringing forth the abundance? Do you think this is not of the testing? Why do you question God as to why these things happen? Why do you not question Satan as to why he has pulled you down further? Why have you let him in that he may do so? How many ones who act as Judas do you need in thy projects? How long will you stand when the going gets really tough? How long will you stay untempted when the going appears to bring incredible power and monetary abundance? But most of all, why do you continue to blame the cosmic brothers and unseen guides? Why do you continue to blame God thy Father for thy abuses and hardly attend the wondrous gifts sent in disguise? Thy choices, at this time, can heal or destroy yourself. If you remain locked into your own tiny portion related to effect on self, you are missing the lifeboat. You are playing into the hands of thy dark brothers who will encourage you night and day to blame Jesus and Father God for thy plight. Stop blaming God for getting you into thy mess, but do ask God to get you out of it, please. He will bless you and lift you safely unto the shore. But you must cease of the self-vandalizing. Well, when will we have these things we need? You ask. I perceive they should have come forth long ago. Wrong. If you perceive they should have come sooner, they would have, for you would have made sure same. Please, may I impose upon Wally gentleman, for his role is great. If money came from other than Tej's shape, where would WG be? I have not stopped thy abundance. Thy own silent mission intent has stopped fruition of thy conscious desires. Yet you will punish yourself, in the waiting, for the dark inputs insist you do so. Ah, Wally, you are so blessed and beloved of me. I so pain at thy suffering, for thy load is great. You will meet thy burden and have the strength to carry it. Thank you for not asking to be relieved of it, precious one. Take my hand, dear friend, and let me carry you for a while. Let thy body rest in peace while it heals. You need a respite.